Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
My only concern is are you going to make the show?
Am I going to make the show?
Yeah, you got a frog in your voice there.
I got a little laryngitis that I'm recovering from.
Well, you know, what brought that on?
Well, I went to the Dodger baseball game on Friday night with my brother.
Oh, yeah.
And I decided I was going to let out a few shouts and cheers.
Oh, so.
And scream at the players. And I did.
Were you rooting for Mookie?
I was rooting for the entire Dodger squad. I'm wearing my Dodger shirt because when they win a lot of games, that's when I wear the shirt. When they lose, I forget that I'm a team favorite.
Yeah, I know that kind.
Yeah.
I know that.
That's me. Well, they call us a fair weather fan.
But that's all right.
Yeah.
You left there with a sore throat, and they left with a win.
No, my throat's fine. It's just the vocal cords are hoarse. That's all. We are coming to you today on Sirius XM, Channel 217. We're on Sports Byline and on CRN Digital Talk Radio. We hope you're enjoying listening to the show. And also, we got the video stream up and going on Roku and on Facebook Live and CRNTalk.com and Twitter and Twitch.
Oh, good.
And Tiki Live and Periscope and everybody in between. And it's posted always at YouTube and at Facebook Live if you want to go back and take a look at it.
So dare I say multi-platform?
Multi-platforms, that is correct.
All right.
Multiple platforms on the show. So we got a lot to talk about today. Football news, baseball, a lot of stuff going on. How was your week? You got, new windows, was it, in your house?
Oh, man. I finally, after decades, got my windows and doors replaced. I had 17 windows and doors replaced. And you can't get me out of the house now. That's so cool and so nice. And you know the one thing I never thought about? The windows are such, they're double pane. They're such that the whole room lights up. There's so
really?
Much light. There's so much light that comes in now.
So you're liking your house a lot.
I'm really liking it. You got to get you over there.
I'm
going to make you some tea.
That's
good.
Tea for the throat. That's good. What do you have? A little oolong tea? Is that what you do?
I've got anything you want. I got a lot of tea.
Going to take a little break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer coming to you from CRN, the Championship Radio Network.
Keep listening for a free offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313.
That's 800-524-9313.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And we were just talking with Fred. You had new windows in your house.
Yes.
And that's kind of nice. You were a little, I know, annoyed, as a lot of people were, because apparently some of the baseball games are going to be on Apple TV on Friday nights. A lot of the home teams are going to be on Apple TV. Is that where it is, I think, Apple?
Yeah. Apple TV
so you gotta
Plus.
Have the Apple Plus. Apple Plus. So you got to get that app and pay for that if you want to see the games. You see those major league guys, they get you to pay YouTube and pay Apple TV, and then you got to get your cable subscription just to watch all the games.
No, and here's the thing that's a deal breaker for me.
Uh-oh.
And there's no way anybody else is going to remedy this. Passwords. What's your password to get into your account?
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
He said, well, you had it when you signed up for it.
Yes.
I know I did, but I don't know what it is, and I don't write these things down. I just don't, and I don't care about them, and I'm not going to do it. If that's what it comes down to, then I'll go without.
Yeah, well, it's tough. You have to, and then if you use the same password, once somebody busts into some account and goes and sneaks in there, they grab the passwords and they can get all your other information.
Yeah, well, they can have it.
Yeah, well, we did it, though. We did find your password for Spectrum so we could get that device that you like, the Amazon Echo. Are you still shouting at it?
I'm still yelling at Alexa. Alexa, please play a Little Richard and Blue Suede Shoes.
You just turned on everybody's Alexas all over in their house.
I really switched
to Blue Suede Shoes by saying...
I'm so excited about it because I pulled the plug out and I went up to every room in the house and I played a record of my request in every room of my house.
So you actually can take the unit, unplug it, and move it to a different room.
That's right.
And you got to wait for it to hook up for a second, but it hooks up.
Well, yeah, but it's a Wi-Fi. You know, I got a real strong Wi-Fi, thanks to you.
You didn't know you had it, and it's been sitting there just waiting for you.
Yeah, but don't ask me what the password is.
I think...
I'm not going to tell you.
I know. I don't think you remember it, but thank goodness
I don't.
Thank goodness you got that file.
No, I'm on record as having brain damage, so... There's no possible way.
That's good. Fred can't steal his own password. It's very, very good.
By the way,
yes.
I'm going to start to see Christine Krause starting tomorrow.
That's good. That's good. Now, I have a question to start the show off with you because I'm driving in to the studio today, yep. getting ready to do our big weekend edition here, the Sports Lounge. And I'm hearing a couple of guys talking about baseball, and they're saying the season's anew and hope springs eternal, and they always say every team has a chance to win, and the guy was saying that's not the case, especially in baseball. There are some teams, no way do they have a chance to win the World Series. They said the closest the sport that has the chance to win with hope springing eternal when they start is football, and they cited like the Bengals because they were able to get a new quarterback, draft him or whatever they did, and they got a receiver, and next thing you know they got a great team and they end up in the Super Bowl. But I'm saying this guy's full of crap because here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
You don't know how many injuries a team's going to get. You don't look at the Dodgers. They got who's their new reliever that they got there for that was on Chicago and was started his career with Miami, and he was pitching really well, and he looks like a proud eagle when he goes to
I wrote it down a long time ago.
I have to get my password out anyway. He wasn't doing well the last couple of seasons, and here's the deal. You can come on another team like the Dodgers and maybe have a better coaching staff than other teams had, and the next thing you know, they introduce a new pitch or they find a flaw in the delivery, things turn around, and next thing you know, you're in the World Series. So that's my question to you. Do you believe that every team has a chance to win at the beginning of the season?
No.
Why?
It's breeding. It's
why?
Athletic breeding.
Tell me why.
Well, you're not going to get a 15 pitchers to suddenly have their career years all at once, and a pitcher is. Suddenly going to wake up and have a career year and be dominating every time he goes out, you know. So I'm of the belief in baseball was there, what, there's 30 teams? I'd say there's 8 that have that you can put in the circle that will win. I think in football there's about the same. There's about 8 of the 30. 8 out of 30 for each league.
Right.
That's about it.
But you get the Dodgers. What I'm saying is Craig Kimbrell, the Dodger new relief pitcher, didn't do so well with the White Sox last year and a couple of years back. And all of a sudden, at the beginning of the year, he's looking like he might have something back again. They've got a couple other pitchers where they've introduced a new pitch. Andrew Heaney stunk the last few seasons, and all of a sudden, he's won his first 2 games and looks pretty good with the Dodgers. Now, will that stay there or not? Who knows? But he was stubborn, always wanted to throw just his fastball, and now they've given him what he calls, they said it was a curveball, but it's actually a slider. And now he's got a couple of pitches to wow the batters with, and all of a sudden he's pitching low-scoring games. So it can happen to any team.
Well, what can happen is there's individuals that can have career years.
Correct.
That doesn't mean it folds into the realm of everybody now on that team has
but,
a career
pitching
year.
Pitching usually carries a club.
Well, it does, but like Kimbrell. He's a good dominating pitcher, and he'll get with the Dodger pitching staff. Yes, he'll get with the Dodger pitching staff and with their organization, and he'll learn something about pitching, and he'll apply it to himself. And therefore, you've got the grounds that individual will be better. Does that mean he's going to have, a great year? No. Does it mean he's going to be injury free? No. So, it comes down to athletic breeding. And the Dodgers are just loaded at every position with great athletes.
Okay. So let's look at Cody Bellinger. He has a great breakout season or two. Then all of a sudden he goes down to the count, can't get a hit the side of a barn. This year comes back and starts hitting. I'm saying that can change on a team as well, too.
Sure.
If you have the right mindset in the players and the right people coaching them. So I'm thinking there can be an amazing year for some teams. Anybody could win.
Of course. Yeah, sure.
That's what I think.
Last year, Cincinnati Bengals came in and they got hot during the playoffs.
Well, then they had some new personnel changes, and I do agree it's easier if you got a good quarterback and a receiver or two to really make a football team turn it around quickly. So it is probably easier to do in football, but I think any team can do it as well, too.
Yeah, right. And whatever this conversation's going, I think it just hit a bump.
It did.
I think it's
good.
Over now.
Okay, thanks. That's really good. Thank you.
Man,
I just had to tell you. Anyway, you know, so baseball season, hope springs eternal. Basketball, playoffs are going on now, starting soon in hockey. And what'd you think of the XFL? Did you check out the first game?
No, I did not.
I did not. I saw clips of it, and it looked pretty interesting. Now, we may have to catch a game.
No.
But I think...
You mean go to it?
No, I think what's difficult in watching it is... It's a whole new mindset of players that you have to get into your head. And if you've been following NFL, all of a sudden, who's this guy? Who's that guy?
And I think, here's what's interesting.
Yes.
I'm attracted to teams and athletes and coaches and coordinators that understand the fundamentals and the techniques of defense or offense or line of scrimmage. And if they don't play it right, I don't care how good, how many games they win, I don't watch.
All right, we'll continue with some more football news for you straight ahead in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Back in the sports loungers, truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're on Facebook Live. That's correct. You can go ahead and send some messages out to us, and we'll comment on you. All right, so football season is a ways away, but already there's a lot of stories coming on here, Fred. There's this from The Guardian. Did you read that story?
Yeah, I took a peek at that. That's the Tom Brady situation.
Yeah, they say, was Tom Brady planning an escape route to Miami? And, you know, he was a few months back, he decided he was going to retire from football, and then he changed his mind after a couple of weeks, and there are multiple unconfirmed reports have emerged now since then as to what was going on. So here's what The Guardian said, and this is purely speculation, but it's an interesting story. Yeah. Tom Brady, on February 1st, makes an announcement. He made it clear he was moving on, going to quit playing football. Mm-hmm. Then March 13th, he promptly unretires. And people start to wonder, like, what exactly changed? And so, apparently on March 30th, Tampa Bay head coach Bruce Arians said he'd be stepping down in his role and instead would be working in a consulting position, and defensive coordinator Todd Bowles stepped in to replace him. So they're saying now that given the power dynamics of that situation, Arians was quite replaceable, as head coaches tend to be in the league. And they say, while Brady's one of the most important figures in the history of the sport. So here's the speculation. And this in their story, they said everything from here on out is speculation. It needs to be used the phrase reportedly, especially since it seems unlikely we'll get clarification anytime soon. So apparently on Twitter, Rich Olmeyer, a former player and current NFL analyst, reports that Tom Brady, along with offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, felt undermined by Bruce Arians, and the two were seeking to go elsewhere. And so meanwhile, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio reported during that same time that Stephen Ross and the Miami Dolphins wanted to bring Tom Brady and the head coach Sean Payton, but not necessarily in a football role. The point was to have Brady maybe as part of their front office and start the next phase of his NFL career. So, would Brady have been an executive in football? The next step of the plan would have been Brady to then unretire, install himself as a starting quarterback, and have the Dolphins work out some sort of trade compensation for the loss to the Tampa Bay Bucks. And there were no rules against Miami signing Brady as an executive, but he would have still been under contract to play quarterback with the Buccaneers if he wanted to be on the field. So they'd have to work out the trade. So, follow this along. We're almost done. So Dolphins head coach Brian Flores filed that racial discrimination lawsuit against the NFL. Remember, that was apparently when the whole plan fell apart here on this that we're talking about in speculation, because the Dolphins, the team that fired Flores, were going to have to attempt to bring in a white team president and a white head coach while being accused of attempting to circumvent the Rooney Rule, which requires teams to interview a minority candidate for major coaching vacancies. That was not going to fly. So what role did Bill Belichick play in this? He's the New England head coach. He's the one who accidentally sent a text message to Flores that was meant to, for former Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll, who was the new coach for the Miami Dolphins, congratulating him. And that proved then at that time that the racial Brian Flores filed his racial suit because he was going to go for an interview and they'd already hired a coach who was a white guy. Now,
Once again, was white Belichick, guys screw it up.
Was Belichick the guy that sent that text maybe on purpose to foul up the whole deal after he got wind of it?
Belichick's very naughty.
He's smart and naughty. What do you think of this? This is a script for a movie here.
Yeah, well, you know, The Guardian is a commie rag Brit newspaper.
Well, it's good here, I'll tell you.
No, but what I mean is they probably have it right. Their scenario.
Thank you, Guardian.
Their scenario is probably more in the ballpark than not. And I like the idea that we have a Guardian newspaper that is undoubtedly going to be able to stir it up with everybody and find some truth in the scenario. That's a real good scenario. I like that scenario, actually.
Yeah, and we'll probably never know what happened here. I mean, no one's going to come clean on this speculation, but I'm telling you, it'd be a great script for a movie.
Kevin Costner, is that who you...
No, I think you should be in it.
What would I do in
Bill that? Bill Belichick, you'd have that role.
I'm too tall for Bill Belichick.
Oh, your I'm mind, tall, your craftiness, too tall. The old crafty, smart as a fox.
I'd wear a beard in the role, and but you know what you wind up getting is a scenario that is as stupid as the Rooney Rule. There's only one devious model that can overturn the Rooney Rule, and that's this one.
This one is it.
I
love this one. It's a good thought process. Now, here's another story. Going back, remember the kneeling of Colin Kaepernick back in, 2016? So Colin Kaepernick has come out now, and he says he's serious about wanting to return to the NFL.
Oh, of course. He ran out of money.
And so he's willing to be a backup quarterback.
Oh, is he willing to?
If that's what it takes to get him back in the league.
Oh, well.
That's what he says.
Well, of course he said it.
He says, I know I have to find my way back in. Yeah. End of quote.
I've learned my lesson.
He was in an interview.
He said that? Is that?
He was in the I Am Athlete podcast. And so quoting again, he said,
in here at all?
He said, so yeah, if I have to come in as a backup, that's fine. But that's not where I'm staying. And when I prove that I'm a starter, I want to be able to step on the field as such. I just need the opportunity to walk through the door.
Imagine this. He's had such
tryouts.
Great Democratic politics.
He's had tryouts. And great. Then he says a little more for you. He hasn't played since 2016. That's when he started kneeling. And here's what he said about that. He says, and I'm quoting him now. This is Colin Kaepernick. He says, You have end racism in the back of your end zone, meaning the NFL. He says, you have Black Lives Matter on your helmet. Everything I've said should be in alignment with what you're saying publicly, he says. It's a $16 billion business. When I first took a knee, my jersey went to number one. When I did the deal with Nike, their value increased by $6 billion. $6 billion with a B. So I guess he did the whole kneeling thing not because Black Lives Matter. It sounds to me like he did it for money.
Well, I mean,
if his deal went
regardless,
for his jersey went up, he was a genius in the marketing field.
Regardless, I mean, what are we supposed to make of all this?
I don't know. He wants to come back though, and he's saying,
"Well, it's their league. That's how stupid this is."
NFL's dumb because they're fouling in with the whole thing by putting stuff on the field. So Colin Kaepernick's using it to say, "Hey, why are you yelling at me? I was kneeling down here, and you've got everything in the end zone and on your helmet as well."
Well, people sitting on the outside of this saying, look and see and can complain all you want about Colin Kaepernick's behavior, but my position has always been on the Kaepernick issue, is that the ownership of the San Francisco 49ers screwed this thing up from the very day that Kaepernick took a knee.
Yeah.
And I'll just briefly say it again. If I'm the owner of the 49ers and my quarterback, who's supposed to be a starter or in the breaches of being a star face of my franchise, I'm going to be really pissed off when he does this. I'm going to get in the elevator, go down and pull him off the field, tell him to take that uniform off, go inside, inside the locker room and in the press room. Wait till the game's over, and you and I are going to have a chat with the press. We're going to find out exactly what's in that empty head of yours and to see if you can think for yourself. And if you don't have anything to say, if you don't have anything at all to say, you're fired on the spot.
Well, and you said it was good for the game because the quarterback is the leader on the field. And if your leader goes astray, he kind of takes the team astray because people agree, disagree, whatever, in the way that he presented it. So you were saying as the owner, you're giving him a chance to have a press conference and tell people what he thinks
Speak up.
You as an owner are supporting him through that respect, but it's not on the field when he's the leader of a football team. And I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, well, if they let him back in, that's their business.
Right.
But if you ask a sane man, which I claim to be, I've got another conversation that to challenge him with that he'll never compete with.
Now we got a couple other football news here for you. Deshaun Watson is reporting for the Cleveland Browns voluntary offseason program, but the old Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield is not reporting. And Deshaun Watson, as you know, traded over to Cleveland. Cleveland signed him. He's the one who was on Houston, the Texans there, with reportedly had a sexual accusation of sexual misconduct. Conduct in his time with Houston, and so he was received by Cleveland in a trade, and that doesn't set well with Baker Mayfield. So here it is: temperatures in the 30s, late spring, snow still falling, and the former Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson arrives at the facility in Ohio, and there's a picture of him on Twitter, and he's ready to go ahead and work out, and Baker Mayfield's nowhere to be found, probably going to be traded.
Well, you got to find someone who wants him.
Yeah, well, that's true, and that's going to be, they say, difficult. But I don't know, he's a pretty good quarterback.
Well, he's not adult.
He's not adult?
He's not adult, and that was what the complaint of the Browns were. They said, we want an adult quarterback leading this team, and we don't have one.
Well, maybe they got one now. We'll find out what's there. We'll take a break, come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. One and only Fred Dreyer is here. Stay with us.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Yourcreditpulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at yourcreditpulse.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. We are on Facebook Live. We're on Sports Byline, Sirius XM, CRN Digital Talk Radio. We're on the internet everywhere. Check it all out at crntalk.com. And so, Fred, we've got Kathy listening to us, and she says hello, and she says, do you follow
Kathy.
NASCAR at all?
No, I mean, I glance at it.
But you like cars, but you don't necessarily watch. You kind of take a look.
I got to tell you.
Tell us. Please tell us.
If there's a good race on and it means something, okay, fine. But going around in those circles.
The left turn club.
I got to tell you, I don't see it.
My brother loves it. I went to a race one time. It's you kind of get into it when you watch it as a spectator,
yeah,
then you
sure.
watch it on TV. But you love cars. That's why
yeah,
I'm amazed.
I do.
Didn't you drive Tanya Tucker's car one time, test drive it at one point?
Yeah.
It's a great story someday for the show.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk about that.
We should. This was a nice car, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never going to let you get behind the wheel of my car. I'll tell you that. No way.
Yeah.
Fred says, hey, can I drive your car? I say, nope, that's okay.
Well,
that's
the key words here in this scenario were this.
Yes.
Burn rubber, baby.
You don't let Fred drive in your car. You just don't.
Well, all right.
Okay. What else do we have here? One other final little bit of news here from the NFL. You know, there's been a record-setting off-season here right now as far as new contracts and the amounts of money that teams are paying for wide receivers. And three of the top young players at that position at the NFL are looking to maybe get new contracts. Adam Schefter and of the 49ers, from ESPN's Adam Schefter said that the 49ers started Deebo Samuel, the Titans wide out A.J. Brown, and the Commanders receiver Terry McLaurin are seeking new contracts and are not expected to participate in any of the on-field work during their off-season programs. Now,
yeah.
You guys, when you played at an off-season, did you report on time or did you one time say, I'm not feeling like playing, I'm not going to show up?
No, look, if you're gonna pull that, if you're going to say I'm not showing up, then you got to kind of give them an explanation that makes sense. That is, as I said, adult. It's not a tantrum.
Right.
Because you're asking them to give you money.
They're paying you.
They're paying you lots of money.
Yeah.
So the upshoot of all of it is I showed up for all of the things I was supposed to show up for. And I also, when I did show up, I also let it be known that I deserve more money.
Well, there you go. And I don't know if it was a player in football or somebody, maybe basketball. I think it was basketball. Guy with Sacramento Kings, and I forget the player, but he wants to sue the Sacramento Kings because he said he was the best thing happening for the Kings. They never had a chance to win, and the Kings owe him more because he was the thing that drew people. to the game. Now, here's what I say to that player. You signed your deal. They're paying you the money, probably more than other players are making. So pipe it. And if you're that stupid of a negotiator, you should ask for more money. Am I correct?
Well, I don't know the situation.
Yes.
I don't know his situation on that. But I'll just say that you just got to think it through. You do, when you walk through the door to negotiate with these people, you do want to have your cards in a row. And you want to make sense. And when you leave, you know, you want them to respect you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. And by the way, one last note. I got numbers here for the U.S. I said XFL, but the USFL Startup League. And the every Startup League is going all the way back to when we had the XFL. Always seems to have a big opening weekend. And so according to the USFL, the reboot of that league, they did well this last weekend. According to TVRatings.com, you can look it up. The USFL's first game on Saturday night did 2.95 million viewers. Mm-hmm. That was the New Jersey Generals and the Birmingham Stallions, and the game was broadcast both on NBC and on Fox. It did 1.52 million on NBC and 1.43 million on Fox. So that's pretty good money.
Oh, that's good.
Big day
Let's
for the league.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, so that's good. Now, let's get over to, as we mentioned, some notes. If you want to get on Facebook Live, you can ask away questions of Fred. And if you would like to go ahead and send an email, you can always send an email to Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And our historian, Pamela, has, again, we missed you, Pamela, for the last couple of weeks. She's sent you some photos of you and Stephanie Kramer. And
What were we doing?
Stephanie often said that even during a long, exhausting day of shooting, you, Fred Dreyer, would always make her laugh. So she said that she wished the writers would have included more of your sense of humor into the Hunter character because you are so funny. Any thoughts on that?
Well, it is true. I was funnier than the writers. But the writers are the writers, and we have to make sure that they're the ones that agree with what goes in the script. But for the most part, There's things in the script that allow you to ad lib certain situations.
Oh,
and Roy Huggins, the executive producer,
yes,
was always in favor of us trying to find something that made it different. I always told him, I said, you know, people are comparing this show to other policiers,
exactly,
other, you know, cowboy shows. And I said, it's got to have something in there that the characters can bring to the audience that make them say, hey, this show's different.
You know? So in essence, was Stephanie Kramer acting and asking maybe every once in a while that you be like not only Hunter, the great star of the show, but also for comic relief every once in a while, Andy Devine as Jingles from the old, was that Lone Ranger series?
Yeah, she also wanted me to come up with my own Wee Dogies type of a saying.
Yeah, you know. Jingles used to every once in a while fall into the water trough. So maybe if there was a scene somewhere, you could fall into the water or something and cause some, you know, maybe the scene wasn't going well.
And just really come out like a fool altogether.
But maybe the scene isn't going well. The comic relief would bring everybody out of it like we do here on this show.
Yeah, that would be great. And then I'd go down on the report as a holding up production for about 2 hours while I blow dry my suit.
It's good. Now, all right, so we got pictures. Pamela sent pictures. So if you can, tell us about this. Now, here is a Fred Dreyer pose, that straight-laced sense of humor of yours, and it looks like you've got Stephanie Kramer, really, for those of you on radio, she is looking off to her right.
Well, I think she's laughing at something off camera.
I don't know. It seems like you just made some comment there. It looks like it has to be a Fred Dreyer.
Well, look, usually at, you know, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, you know, as we get ready to break for lunch because we're going to work till 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll say something to her that I know will make her respond this way.
Yeah, and you're looking very good. We have some comments from listeners this week. We'll get to those, too. But is that one of those things you call a split complimentary there in that suit?
Yeah, it is.
So how is a split complimentary? You got black pants, a white shirt. Looks like a very light tan jacket, and it looks like sort of a tan tie.
It's a gold tie.
Oh, it's a gold tie.
That's a black and white photograph, though. So.
Oh, no, it's just
it's a black tie. And I have a tie clasp. Have you noticed?
I noticed that. All right. Those are not in style anymore, or are they?
They're in style if you wear them.
Okay. That's very nice. You probably, and I'm going to give you a compliment, that you're the best looker in a tie clasp that I've ever seen. Yeah. Because sometimes it just don't work for me. All right, now we got another picture here. Here we look like you and Stephanie. Stephanie's, you're on the left, Stephanie's on the right. You're looking at each other. And it looks like is that a baby that you're holding, or is that a bowl of popcorn?
That's a large newspaper full of French fries.
That's what I thought. Some food is in there, right?
Did you hear what I said?
French fries, yes, I'm saying. Okay. I thought it was popcorn. Now, where did you get these? Was this from craft services, or did you go to some McDonald's or something?
I don't know where we got them. I didn't sure as hell go out. I'll say, here, shut the set down while I go get some French fries.
Yeah, and it looks like it looks like you two.
And I hold up two fingers saying, this is my second bag.
Second bag there. Okay. So now you got more pictures for everybody. And again, we'll post these at crntalk.com. That's where you can click right there on the picture of Fred Dreyer in the sports lounge. And you'll see this next picture. This one's kind of romantic. This one looks pretty good. Here's Fred Dreyer standing in the background in sort of a tweed gray jacket. And Stephanie is, you're standing behind her, and you've got your arms around her, cradling her. She's got a 35-millimeter camera around her neck there, and she's grabbing your shoulder in what I think is probably a very romantic thing.
What shoulder?
She's under your armpit there, and she's touching your shoulder in that picture. She's kind of giving you a nice little love.
She just realized that there's a lot of words in this scene coming up that I've told her I'm not going to say, so it's up to her.
That's it. And she's drinking, it looks like, again, something from craft services.
No, she's always drinking.
Got a cup of coffee. Yeah. And you're saying, you got to look like you say, I'm not saying those lines. Is that what's coming?
I just said, I'd have to be drunk to say that.
That's good. All right, we got another picture here. Again, thanks, Pamela, for sending these in, our historian. Now, here is a shot. And this one is a little out of focus, but you are, you got your badge on this one, too, Fred.
Well, I'm this is business, Mike.
Well, you're in this, probably a scene right from the show itself. You got a white shirt, black tie, black sport coat. You got gray pants, and Stephanie's in her gray suit with nice, she looks like she's got a black and white blouse with the sleeves pulled back. She's smiling, looking off to her right, and it looks like you're kind of smiling too, but you're facing to your left, like you're both going to walk in different directions. What's going on
in this
shot?
Is that what that looks like?
That's what I'm describing it for our radio audience. So what's going on here? She's kind of laughing, though, as she walks away from you, and you look like you're breaking up a little bit yourself.
I'm not laughing, am I? Am I laughing?
Yeah, there is a smile there. It's a little foggy.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
there is
a
smile on there for you.
Well, it was a collaborative effort, whatever it was.
That's good. Glad to see that. Now, we've got just a couple more here. We got a picture, again, from the Hunter series of you either holding some sort of television award or some sort of light fixture.
It's like a lamp.
Yeah, it looks like a lamp. And now here, you're untucked here. This is a picture of you with your white shirt untucked, and you got a look on your face like you're really surprised. And Stephanie Kramer is doing the same thing. You have your arm around her, holding her to your side there.
Yes.
What was that lamp all about that you're holding?
We were getting ready to change wardrobe for another scene.
Yes.
And once they announced, scene 17 is coming up, everybody on the floor does their job to accommodate scene 17. And I'm one, so I have to change my wardrobe. So I start pulling my shirt out, and somebody hands me this lamp. And I say, this is a good idea. I'll need this lamp to see where the hell I'm going.
So
that's what it is.
Perfect. The picture there. We got a few more here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to a few more emails and one more picture. These are good scenes and it gives you a little caption of your life there on The Hunter Show. You can send your emails, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com, and you can also check out these pictures at the sports lounge with Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. You can check them out. They'll also be up on our YouTube page as well, too. Take a break. Have more for you. It is the Sports Lounge coming to you from CRN.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks so much for joining us. One more picture here, Fred, of you from the Hunter days. And this is a picture of you leaning over, again, a nice tie on. Stephanie's pushing back your arm. And it looks like you're playing a little kitschy-coo or something here. Were you?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, what is
Don't
this
mislead
then?
The
I'm
audience.
Sorry. What was going on here?
No, she was reading her.
Oh, your hand is on your foot. You got your foot on the car or something, and you're stretching out your foot, it looks like.
What?
Doesn't it look like you got your foot kind of stretched out there?
I don't know.
Yeah, it does to me.
Kind of.
Check this out, and next week we want our audience to tell us what's going on in this picture.
That's an odd thing.
Well, you always stretch your back from your football
days. Yeah, oh, I always do that.
So you might be doing a stretch.
So maybe that's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm thinking.
It could very well be.
But maybe not.
Well, she's, she's, put that back up there for a minute.
Yeah.
I think we're at the beginning of every scene, while they're lighting and setting everything up, we go off to the side,
And stretch.
And yes. We go off to the side and say our line and say our words and try to make sense out of everything. And I think this is one of those scenes. And somebody said or did something.
Looks like it got a big laugh anyway from you.
Yeah.
All right. Heidi Ann says, "Hey, Fred, I've had a crush on you since 1987. Well, since seeing the show Hunter, which is now in reruns, which I watch. Laugh out loud. Just wanted to say hi. I live in New York. Really don't like it too much going on here. And none of it's good. Looking to move to Florida. I love being by the water. Love fishing. It's soothing. Just wanted to drop you a line. Take care."
What are you doing in New York?
I don't know. She's going to move to Florida.
Oh, that's good. That would be good for him.
Yeah. Grindhouse Funhouse says, "Death Before Dishonor. Year 1987. I'd wager it's one of those 80s action movies forgotten by most people. I loved it. Scored by Brian May, who did it on his off hours from his famous band NXS. Did you ever meet him?"
No, I don't think I did.
And Linda Elder, I don't know if it's any relation to Larry, says, "I've always liked watching you and Hunter. You did real justice to a tight pair of jeans. Now that I'm in the golden years, I'm rewatching the series, and you still look good."
Oh, thanks.
That's our show. We'll see you next week. Check us out, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Say so long, Fred.
So long, everybody. Thank you.